Now, our multiple bond then is simply, doesn't matter whether it's valence bond theory or molecular orbital theory, it's the combination of a sigma bond down the centre and then one or more pi bonds around the outside. The more pi bonds we put in, the shorter the bond gets. So here then, a carbon-carbon single bond, 1.5 angstroms. Now I don't know, yeah, there I go. I put in here, the angstrom then is 10 to the minus 10 of a metre, so it's non-SI. It's the chemist's convenient unit for discussing bond length. So just as we saw with the infrared, we had wave numbers as the convenient scale. So here we're saying if we're going to talk bond length, we're not going to use picometers, we're not going to use nanometers, we're going to use angstroms because the chemists like to make nice convenient sort of numbers. Now the bond order, we saw it previously in the molecular orbital theory, simply the number of bonds between the two atoms that we're considering. So if we're looking at a carbon-carbon bond, then the bond order is 1, carbon-carbon double bond, then the bond order is 2, and with a triple bond, the bond order